Fantastic. Wonderful. Well, for years and years, the Beatles and others have been singing, "All you need is love. Love is in the air. Love is all around." But what exactly is love? Well, more recently, Michael Jackson sang, "Love is a feeling." But is that true? Is love really just a feeling? Is this what love's like? Okay, love is that wonderful pink glow, birds singing, sun shining, everything's right with the world. Is that love? Is it? Maybe love's a bit more like that. That sort of, "Oh, I'm so excited to see you," or to see whatever it is, whoever it is that you love. Maybe that's love. Maybe love is a feeling. But actually, other people say love is doing things. Yes, love is letting your sister use your skateboard. That's real love, isn't it? Yeah. Or maybe love is tackling the weighty issues. I quite liked that one. Tackling them together, doing the big things in life together. Well, they might be naked, but that doesn't matter. Okay, so is love a feeling? Is love doing things? Or actually, oh, hang on, what have I got here? What are these?
Love hearts.
Now, what are you supposed to do with... You share them, don't you? Brilliant. Shall I open my packet and share them with you? Okay. So we open them up, and then what do we do?
We share.
Yeah, but first of all, we have to read them to see who we're going to share them with, don't we? You have to read it and then give it to somebody. So my first love heart says, "Dream girl." So I think Annabelle, you can have that one. Right, then we have cheeky boy. Paul, are you here? No, where's your son when you want him? Okay, Andrew.
Andrew.
I'm cheeky.
Yeah. Right. Oh, this one says, "Love you." I love you. There you go, Joshua.
Ben,
sorry. Sorry. Okay, what else have I got? Wow. Wow. Josh. And my final one for today. Oh, it says my boy. Ah, my boy. Where's Tommy? Tommy, come on, for your piano lessons, my boy. Now, don't worry if you didn't get one, because at the very end of the service, there's going to be a whole packet for each of you, and in fact, not just for you, but for your mums and dads and everybody here in church, to remind us that perhaps we have to share things. So is love a feeling?
Yes.
Is love doing things?
Yes.
Is love sharing things?
Yes.
Well, maybe it's all of them. And it's brilliant that the Bible tells us exactly what love is. In our passage that Daniel read for us, which was written by John, who was one of Jesus' friends and disciples, it says, "We know what love is because Jesus Christ gave his life for us." So the Bible tells us exactly what love is. The Bible says that love is Jesus giving his life for us. It's Jesus dying on the cross for each of us. That's what love is. Right, so let's think. Who do you love? Who do you love, Annabelle? Your mummy and daddy. So you love your families, don't you? Who else do you love? You love your toys or your pets? Yeah? Josh?
My friends.
Your friends. Perfect. Those are the three pictures that I thought you might come up with. Okay. Yeah. But we love those people, don't we? Now, do you love people that are nasty to you and hurt you?
Yeah.
No. Do you love people that are kind to you and perhaps give you presents?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you love people that are your enemies?
Yes.
No, we don't.
The Bible says you should love people.
That's
not
absolutely...
Because you, not because they are nice, but because you are nice.
Brilliant. And we're going to come on to that. Because actually we choose who we love, don't we? We choose who to love because of what they're like. We choose to love people that are nice to us or are kind to us. We choose to love people that will love us back. We can choose exactly who we love. But Jesus' love is not like that at all. Jesus loves all of us. He doesn't just love the kind people, the nice people, the attractive people, the people who love him back. When Jesus died on the cross, when he gave up his life to show that he loved us, he did it for everybody, even the people that don't love him, even the people that are nasty to him and ignore him. Jesus loves everybody. He doesn't choose who to love like we do. But how does Jesus dying on the cross really show that he loves us? Well, I want you to imagine that it's late at night and that you're tucked up in bed. You're warm and you're cozy and you're not quite asleep, but you're really having a nice time in bed. And then all of a sudden, the door bursts open and your mum or your dad come rushing in and they go, "I love you." Well, you think that's all right, don't you? But then they pick you up, they open the window, and they throw you out of the window. And then they die. And then they die. And you think, well, what on earth was that about? How does that show that they love us? How does that show that they care? But actually, if you knew that your house was on fire and that there were a whole load of firemen underneath your window waiting to catch you when they threw you out, that makes a big difference, doesn't it? Because your mum or your dad had told you that they love you, and then they'd shown you how much they loved you by throwing you out of the window. Even though then they died in the fire, they knew that you needed rescuing, and they did something about it. They told you they loved you, and then they showed you that they loved you. Now, that's a little bit like the love that Jesus showed when he died on the cross for us. Because he died to rescue us on the cross. Thank you. Because Jesus knew that we were in great danger. We weren't in danger from a house fire. It was much more serious than that. We were in danger because of our sins. Because Jesus knew that our sins, the things that we do wrong, the things that we say and think, the times that we ignore God, they separate us from God, and we cannot be God's friend. And Jesus knew that was the biggest danger. And so he'd always said that he loved us. He loved everybody. But to show that he was going to rescue us, he died on the cross for us. He told us he loved us, and then he did something about it. And because he died on the cross, that meant that our punishment for our sins, Jesus took the punishment so that we could be friends with God again. And Jesus didn't have to die because he hadn't done anything wrong. He'd never done any sins, but he did it because he loved us. That's why it says that Jesus dying on the cross is the biggest, the best, the greatest example of love that there could ever be. Jesus tells us he loves us, and then he does something about it. But that example of love is one that we're told to follow, because it says, so we should give our lives for our brothers and sisters. Well, goodness, does that mean to say that we have to go and die for each other? Well, thankfully, it doesn't. We don't all have to be heroes. We don't all have to leave this church and go and die for each other. But we've thought about some people already today who were heroes, who did give their lives so that we can be living in a free country. But we are to follow Jesus' example, and Jesus gave up his life. He gave up the thing that was most precious to him. It was the most precious thing that he had, and he gave that up to rescue us. So what is the most precious thing that you have? Who's got something that's very precious? Yes?
He's my friend from Rainbow Puppy.
Okay. What else does anybody have that's precious? Your dolly. I haven't got a picture of a dolly, but I've got a picture of a toy. What else might you have that's precious?
My little Lego.
Your Lego. I haven't got Lego, but I've got a console, because I thought somebody might say their PlayStation or something was precious.
I have the Wii, and it can be
forever. Yeah. Possibly some of the adults might say their money is very precious.
Clocks.
And clocks. What do? They tell the...
The time.
And yeah. The clock would tell you the time. And for a lot of us, time is the most precious. For a lot of us, time is the most precious thing that we have. Does anybody have a cuddly toy, a very special toy that you take to bed? Yeah. Oh, good. We've got a few here already. You see, I brought mine. And mine's very old and very tatty and very threadbare. But it's very special and it's very precious. And yet we're told that we might have to give up the things that are precious to us to show that we love other people. Now, would you want to give up your cuddly toys? Would you want to give up your Game Boys, your DSs, your money or your time? It would be really hard, wouldn't it? It would be really hard, but Jesus says we should give up our lives. We should give up the things that are precious for other people. So how practically can we do that? How can we give up things for other people? Well, the first thing we have to do is we have to think about them. It says, suppose someone sees a brother or sister in need and is able to help them. If he doesn't take pity on them, how can the love of God be in them? And so the first thing we have to do is to actually think about each other. Because here at St. Mary's, we are a church family. We are brothers and sisters, like it says here at St. Mary's. And so we need to think about each other. We need to see what people are doing. We need to see their needs and see if we can help. Because it doesn't matter how old we are, whether we're young or whether we're old, we all have needs, but we can all help each other in their needs. We need to think about each other and think what we can do. Do people need friends? Do they need toys? Do they need visiting? Do they need us to spend some of our time with them? Would they like some new games to play? Maybe they need some food or some lifts or some visits or some babysitting. There are all different ways that we can show how much we love each other here at St. Mary's by thinking about them. So all of those things that we thought are precious, they are precious. They're precious to us, but we can still share them. And we might think, well, we don't want to do that. We don't have time. We really don't want to share our precious things. But then we have to remember the cross, don't we, that Jesus gave up his one life, his most precious thing for us on the cross. And if Jesus did that, then we should be willing to share some of the things that we have with others. So that's the first part of love, but it's only the first part of love, the thinking, because John finishes in his passage. He says, dear children, don't just talk about love. Put your love into action. Then it will truly be love. So we don't just think about it. We've got to do it, haven't we? So once we've thought about what we can do for somebody else, then we actually have to do it. There's a saying that says, it's the thought that counts. Well, John would completely disagree. He'd say it's not the thought that counts, it's the action that counts. It's no good just thinking about doing something. You actually have to do it. So we have to think about our brothers and sisters here, think what we can do to help them, and then do something about it. Because if we don't, then we're not showing love to them. So, I think Michael Jackson got it wrong. I don't think that love is a feeling. I think love is much more about doing and thinking about others, just like Jesus did. It's an attitude of our hearts. Love is really all about our hearts, what we think about other people, how we care for them, how we're willing to show our love to them. That's what love is. It's copying Jesus' example of sacrificial love for us by dying on the cross. To show, he gave up his most precious thing to show that he loved us. Now, later on in the service, as I said earlier, we're going to share communion together. And we're going to remember Jesus' death on the cross. And as we do that, we've got to do some thinking. We've got to think backwards. We've got to think back to Jesus dying on the cross and remember why he did it, why he had to die, so that we can be forgiven. And we think about that amazing sacrifice that he made. We need to think in, we need to think about our hearts and remember that actually we all do things wrong. We need to be forgiven, and that's why Jesus had to die. Then we can think forwards to the time that Jesus has promised that we can live with him in heaven, in that perfect place forever and ever. And then, particularly today, we need to think outwards. We need to think about everybody here in our congregation to remember that they're our family as well, and to think what we can do to show our love for each other. It might be hard. We might not want to do it, but remember the cross. We might have to be sacrificial, like Jesus was, in our love for each other to show that we love everybody. So let's say a prayer about that now. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you love us so much that you died for each one of us, so that we can be rescued and forgiven for our sins. Please help us show our love for each other here at St. Mary's. Please show us ways that we can help each other in their needs. And please give us the desire to want to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.